This is the Gold Coast's 92.5 Triple M with another Flan, Ally and Spider podcast.
On the listener app, you know that because you downloaded it. Well done. This is the Gold Coast 92.5 Triple M breakfast show, Flan, Ally and Spider, another podcast.
Yeah, some sad news overnight. Tina Turner, who, you know, and I think, Ally, you sum it up shortly in a tribute we play to her, but just, it's really sad, isn't it, when you wake up and you see one of the icons of music or the sporting world or somebody that, you know, takes you back to a certain part of your life.
Yep. Yeah. It's just, she's just an inspiration.
You're the best.
All of Tina's stuff.
Queen of rock and roll.
Yep.
Absolute queen of rock and roll and a great inspiring person too. Mm. To rise above an abusive, drug addicted husband and then become the greatest in the world.
Yeah.
I just think that's the real kernel of this story.
And back in that time as well, I think
totally.
It was 1978 when she left him, finally left him. And you think about it now, I think obviously it's devastating in any time, any era, but there is so much more support now for people to be able to leave their partners if they need to. But back then,
she trailblazed.
She would have been so scared to leave.
Mm. Terrified. And we had young too.
A tribute to Tina we played on the radio station, and obviously Barnsley did the best with Tina, and he said that's one of the biggest highlights of his career was to perform and do that song with her. I
mean, well, he said he would have paid plenty.
Yeah.
When they offered him a big wad of cash, he said he sort of had to stop himself from, because he would have paid for the privilege.
Did anybody see Tina?
Never.
No.
Never. So I watch her work all the time. I think when she covered Creedence's Proud Mary, she just exploded around the world. It's a great song anyway, but she redefined that song.
I had a photo with her bra.
Did you?
With her bra?
Yeah.
All right, that sounds very dodgy.
You know, Mad
Super
Max,
dodge.
Beyond Thunderdome.
Yes,
they filmed it out at Cooper Pedy in South Australia.
That's right.
And a part of Cooper Pedy, there was Crocodile Harry's. Now, Crocodile Harry, they reckon he had an obsession with females' boobs. And but you go into
as
the cave.
As opposed to males' boobs.
Yeah, yeah, but you go into the cave and the bras and there was just thousands of bras hung up from women from all around the world.
Whoever
goes to Cooper Pedy, you'd always go to Harry's, and the Beyond Thunderdome crew of Mad Max all went there and Tina Turner left her bra there and probably still there.
Right.
I love this so much. I'm going to Google that and see if I can
Crocodile
see
Tina's.
Yeah.
So if you
Tina's
go there
bra.
To this place as a woman, you can just go, hey, Harry, I've got an addition to your collection.
Unfortunately, Harry passed away in about 2006 or 2007.
Well, surely someone's carrying on the tradition.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. Well, if he does need anybody else, Flan's available.
He passed away in an avalanche of bras, poor man.
just fell on him.
But it is nice. Very short in the podcast, Al, we got our Triple M family to pay tribute to Tina Turner
and
by singing.
The Gold Coast just went off.
Yeah, can I say, it was a fantastic idea. In a thousand years, I wouldn't have thought of that as a great tribute. But people really bought into it and they sang their hearts out. The first guy was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Great voice. Have a listen to who he wakes up in his house.
That is coming up in the podcast. We have another page from the leader's diary, and our leader is
Anthony Norman Albanese.
That as well. Now, Spider, you have a crack at money. A certain kind
cash.
Of money. Cash.
Cash is king.
Yes.
Or is it?
Yeah. Or is ATM king? And what's queen?
Tina Turner.
Checks.
Yeah, Tina Turner is.
All right.
Checks.
She is quite.
Oh, the old check.
Yeah,
checks in the mail.
Send the check.
Don't cash that until Friday, please.
And name that year, the greatest radio quiz going around. Ally, your lead is almost, you're ungettable.
Oh, not yet.
No, I'm not yet ungettable. Spider can catch me. There's four more games to play.
All right, okay. And Rod has COVID, so he's out.
Yes, he's out.
He's gone. He's got COVID, has he?
Yeah.
And I want his points.
He'll be right.
No, you can't have them. Spider's on four. I'm on seven. What the question is, what are we going to do? Because today we had a stand-in, Rod. What are we going to do?
Because we just go head-to-head.
All right.
Straight ahead.
I want to say good day to Rod. I hope he gets better. And poor old COVID, who's contracted Rod McLeod. That's a tough journey.
Yeah. There's a lot of COVID.
Trump says
coronavirus.
Yep. All right, that coming up in this podcast. Yes. But first up, we had a winner, Shane and Eleonora, winning $1,000. It is gettable, the 92.5 Triple M $1,000 Minute. We played twice a morning, 6:30 a.m. Ali, have you got two questions?
No, I have. I've got the whole four of them for you.
Oh, beauty.
Spider,
have you got two questions?
Yeah, Ali, here's your chance to be a contestant. Let's go.
Okay.
And you can all be a contestant because you won't know the answers.
Out of four, here we go.
Okay, ready?
6:30 first.
Was Elvis Presley born in the 1930s or the 40s?
Ooh.
1940s.
I would have said 30s.
I would have said 30s too.
1930s it is.
There you go. Oh.
Yes.
20-odd in the 50s.
All right, next one. Ready? Which American sport was first played as a team?
Ooh.
Yep.
Baseball.
No idea.
So first American team sport.
Yep.
Ooh, I reckon I might go with baseball too.
Okay. It was going to be out of hockey and basketball. It is basketball.
Basketball.
Oh, okay.
Ready? National sport.
Yeah, don't follow my lead.
The first Boeing 747 jet airplane entered service, was it in the 60s or the 70s?
Ali. Oh.
Yep.
The 70s.
I reckon 70s.
I'm saying 60s.
You're an idiot. 70s.
Yes, I am.
Okay. Wolfgang Mozart was a composer of what?
Ali.
Yep.
Music.
Orchestral music.
Is it Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart? Mozart.
Yeah. I couldn't say the middle name, so I left it out.
Yeah. You had trouble with his surname in actual fact.
Yeah. What year? Well, what did he compose?
I don't know. A concerto of some sort.
Oh, nice word.
No, it's still music.
It was music.
Music.
There you go. Four great questions.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Well, okay.
They're good questions.
Yeah, they'll do.
Oh, we can go. Let's go with your usual one.
No.
What kind of breed is a Labrador crossed with a poodle?
Expensive breed.
No, or this one. Or this one.
Yeah, go ahead.
Crop rotation started in which century? You asked the hard ones. Actually, you would have said in what year?
That's not a bad English accent, by the way.
Thank you.
Yes. You sounded posh all of a sudden.
Come on.
Land, Alien, Spider podcast.
Can you tell your mates?
On Listener, this is the Flan, Ellie and Spider podcast.
Oh, we received the very sad news in the early hours of this morning. I'm actually getting upset. I can't even do this. That soul and pop singing, 8 Grammy Award winning and double Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee, absolute music legend, Tina Turner has passed away.
Mm.
And I guess I'm getting upset because Tina Turner is someone who I guess makes, not I guess, she makes me proud to be a woman.
Mm.
Women like her, what she rose through. She was born in Tennessee to a sharecropping family.
Yeah.
And she rose to fame through, she was first a backing singer in her ex-husband's band. I think they were called the Kings of Rhythm. And it wasn't long that she stayed in the background because she is just such an absolute superstar. And I think that was the cause of a lot of his jealousy. He was, infamously very abusive.
Horrible. He broke her jaw.
Yes.
And she got such huge support around the world when she stood up and said, no, you're out. I'm moving on, fella.
Yep.
He ultimately went to jail for 18 months on drug offences and died of a drug overdose in 2007 when he got out. So he was a piece of work,
yes,
that guy.
Yes, he was.
She rose above that.
Yes, she did. I mean, they were both inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1991, but it was a very proud moment for her when she was inducted in 2021 as a solo artist.
Yeah.
And at that time it was noted how she had, and I quote, expanded the once limited idea of how a black woman could conquer a stage and be both a powerhouse and a multi-dimensional being. You know, I just have so much love for her. I'm actually just so sad to see her go. 83 years old.
Yeah, still young.
Way too young. I mean, and just so loved in this country as well.
You think of all the, it doesn't matter what kind of music you love, you always know one of the Tina Turner classics, don't you?
Yes,
really
you do.
Well,
think about the NRL.
Yeah, that NRL Simply year the when best. They played Simply the Best.
Just gets you going.
We were so jealous in the AFL that they had Tina Turner. It was she's just a great, you cannot get any better.
Yeah, no. Well, she had a huge Australian connection. Her manager was an Australian bloke called Roger Davies, and he handled Olivia Newton-John, Cher, Sade, Joe Cocker, and Pink.
Oh, wow.
So
wow.
An amazing Aussie connection. Now, I had no idea about that, actually.
No.
Did you know, Flan, though? Tina Turner. Like, it must have been one of the greatest karaoke songs of all time. Oh. Like, all of them. Like, every time you get to karaoke, you know, somebody would do a Tina Turner song.
My nephew, Adam, absolutely. He does simply the best all the time. Oh. Yeah, What's Love Got to Do With It? You know that
yes.
song? Her biggest hit.
Oh,
yes. She hated this song and refused to do it at first. And then she did it and it became her biggest hit.
You know who's a very good karaoke Tina Turner singer?
Who's that?
Somebody in this studio.
I knew,
Al Dobie.
No. Knew you were going to say that.
Come on, Ali. You do love to belt out.
No.
We'll make a deal.
I'll end up blowing my eyes out.
Okay.
Seriously.
Let's sing some of the great karaoke songs of all time.
Little preamble.
The
come on.
Tears
here we go.
Oh, no.
Come
here
on.
We go. All right. This is for you, Tina.
What's love got to do? Got to do with it.
Come on.
What's love? The second hand emotion.
That's good.
Do with it.
That's
I
the standard.
That
is so good, Ali.
Yeah.
That was actually
you.
Awesome.
I love you, Tina Turner, so much. My heart is breaking today.
Brent, good morning.
Good morning, guys. What a horrible way to wake up this morning, other than listening to
me
lovely
too.
Brent.
I know.
Absolutely. What's your karaoke song? Here we go. We're going to start belting it out. Good luck.
All right. Here's a bit of Barnsley and a bit of Tina. Oh, I love you, my old man.
Go, Brent.
The deep mountain high. Yeah, yeah. If I lost you, would I cry? No, I love you, baby. Baby, baby, baby.
Oh,
Man, you can sing, dude.
She would be smiling down on you from heaven.
What a great feeling it must be when you let that rip, mate.
Good on you, Brent.
That's lovely to say because my daughter's poked her head out past the hallway and looking at me like she's from...
singing for a whole city, mate.
Thank you, Brent.
On Listener, this is the Flan, Ellie and Spider podcast. Spider Spray.
You know what's really frustrating and... it's just so annoying is the fact that you don't know when you're going to need cash and when you don't need cash.
Yeah, that's true these days.
I travelled over the weekend. I went to Tasmania, went to the local footy, and look, they only accepted cash. So I didn't have any cash because when I go to the footy up here, they don't accept cash. They only have ATMs. So Chopper would be turning in his drive.
Cash? No. Robbo? No cash.
Like imagine Chopper now. You go, hey, Robbo. ATM card, Robbo? No ATM card, Robbo. Like, it's
here, there's no cash.
That's right. No cash. And
don't kill me, Chopper, till I transfer you those funds.
Absolutely.
It's not the same, is it?
But it doesn't matter where you go. Sometimes you go into a restaurant and you get really nervous, especially certain times of restaurants. You go, okay, do we need cash or is it card? Because you don't want to order because you don't know. And then I went to the footy, I had no cash. Like, no cash.
What?
No cash.
What, there's no cash here.
No cash here. And then I couldn't find an ATM. So how am I going to buy the food from the canteen? How am I going to buy beer from the beer shed? You can't do it because I've got...
there's no cash here.
No cash.
I'll tell you what.
Try and find an ATM to get cash. And then, you know, what you want, you only want 20 or 30 bucks. And they charge you $3 to get that.
10%?
Yep. They charge you that to get that. So you think, okay, I'll take out $100 so it's worthy of spending the $3 to get the money out. So then you have got cash and nobody wants cash.
3 months until you need it.
Yeah. And then suddenly you say, oh, finally I'll get rid of the cash. You turn around and you go to the next place. What do they want?
There's no cash here.
They want cash. So I get totally confused about having cash and no cash and people with their phones and no phones and ATM cards and cash and we need cash, but we can't have cash. You got to pay by card. But the next time I go there, they say, no, our machine's down, so we can only take cash. And that's what happened to me too. The machine goes down. Yep. They only want cash. But guess what?
There's no cash here.
There's no cash.
None.
No cash at all.
You can't win.
So for me, you can't win. For some reason, you got to carry both, but... in our world, when we're married, we have...
there's no cash here.
No cash.
You've been sprayed by Spider.
There's no cash here.
On Listener, this is the Flan, Ellie and Spider podcast.
Here we go. It's aimed that year.
Yeah, it is. And at the scoreboard sits at the moment, Ali, you're on six. Mm-hmm. And you are, well, the title's nearly yours if you win another game. I'm on four. Rob McLeod is bringing up the clacker.
Yes.
And
because we play every month for the NTY Cup. So yes, it's a monthly contest. We start afresh at the start of each month.
And Rod's away today, but we've got another Rod. Yeah. Good morning, Rod.
Good morning. How you going, boys?
Who's this?
And girls.
Oh, this is Rob McLeod standing. Cliffy. How you going?
Oh. Cliff, okay. Listen, you got one thing wrong to start with. I never mind being called guys or whatever, but I don't have a doodle.
No, so Ali's...
So I'm actually a girl.
Girl, yeah, right.
Yeah, this reception is bad. I did say that, but it cut out.
Oh, okay. Well, here we go. Well, thanks for joining us, Rod. Yep. That's all right. Now, you're going to have first guess every time just so because by the time we get in, it's going to be too quick. We can't see you react. So good luck, Rod. Good luck, Ali. And
here we go. So today is International Wine Day. Name that year.
The Hunter Valley lies about a two-hour drive north of Sydney and is one of the world's premier wine regions. And at the very heart of this region, you'll find Wyndham Estate.
Yes, you will. The oldest winery. Wyndham Estate, the oldest winery in Australia. Established what year?
Oh, the winery. Yeah, I love my wines. I'm gonna go 1882.
Oh, fraction
no,
spider.
Not
fraction,
right, Rod.
Gee, we only had it the other day. I thought it was 17s, but it's in the 18s, but it's early 18s.
No, it's International Wine Day today.
Yeah.
We didn't have it the other day.
Yeah, we had the oldest winery. And you called it something else. Oh, anyway, okay. I'll say 1850. I can't remember if it was 1820s, but I know it's not there.
No.
But Ali's going to play a role
1850's
here.
1850's wrong.
Look, I might go...
A bit noisy, Rod.
Did you say it's the oldest winery in Australia?
Yes. Wyndham Estates.
Well, this is tough.
Come on.
What do you got? I'm going to go 1849.
Oh, that's crap.
No. It's 1828.
Yeah, yes! I told you. We had it the other day. Yeah,
1828. Well done, Alan. All right, you still with us, Rod?
Oh, yes, yeah. Well done.
Okay. Name that year. Lenny Kravitz, It Ain't Over Till It's Over. Oh. Having a birthday.
Oh, no. We're letting Rod answer first.
Good luck, Rod.
Go, Cliffy. How old?
Rod on the phone.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
All right.
Ali. Lenny Kravitz, I reckon he was born around 1963.
No. Gee. How old is Lenny?
Well, that's what I'm asking you, mate.
Yeah. Is he old? I'm going to go, I'm really tempted to go 66, but I'm going to go 1962.
Is it 64?
Yep, 64.
Oh! Wow.
So
Rod and I, we split one.
Yeah, no, Rod, you need this to stay in the game or Ali wins.
Yes.
All right.
Good luck.
Come on now.
Come on, Rodney.
Good luck, Ali.
You too, Rod.
All right, okay.
And please, Rod, we don't give each other compliments.
No. You ready? Name that year.
My job today is to talk about Angus, and there are no skeletons in his cupboard.
So I thought.
I'll come on to that in a minute. I would just like to say this. I am, as ever, in bewildered awe of anyone who makes this kind of commitment that Angus and Laura have made today. So anyway, back to Angus and those sheep.
All right, so Hugh Grant married a Swedish TV producer, Anna Urbanstein.
Oh.
In what year did Hugh marry Anna?
Come on, Rod. Yeah. Come on, Rod.
He's 65, so half his age.
What year did they get married?
I'm gonna say 82.
Ooh. No, okay.
No. Hang on, don't.
1982.
I don't think Rod.
1982 doesn't make a difference between what 82 it is.
Not good.
You know what I love though? You're very stuck on 82. The Wyndham Estate answer you guessed 1882.
I reckon it was in 96 you got married.
No.
And I think it's later than that. So I will go. What did you say? 96. I'll go the year 2000, just to make it a little bit interesting.
2018.
Yes, that's what I thought. Yeah. I was thinking it must have been very recent.
Yeah. Ali, you are smoking everyone.
Yep. Woo. No good, Rod.
Well done, Ali.
Thank you for playing, Rod. Good job. Hope to see you back here tomorrow.
I'll be feeling better. I'll be back tomorrow. Thank you. Thanks, guys.
All right. It's good. Thanks.
on Listener. This is the Flan, Ellie, and Spider podcast.